I'm now still at the CAST conference. I'm in a Scratch, such a physical computing session, and I'm talking to Lindsay Fell. And Lindsay's just completed her PGCE in ICT.
ICT.
You were saying a minute ago, Lindsay, that you've done a degree in computer science.
Games technology. Yes.
But you're saying you're a little bit disappointed that you've been in schools and...
Yes, there's just very little evidence of any programming. The nearest I got to it was using ActionScript and perhaps using a little bit of GameMaker that incorporates some programming. Well, how do I put this? The beginning parts of understanding how to learn programming language.
Right. Yes. But you've come to the conference today. What were you hoping to get out of coming to the conference?
I wanted to see how they applied programming within school and the possibilities for in the future for using it within schools. And generally how you'd adapt that to teach children of a younger age, because obviously I've used it at a degree level, and how do I apply that to people that would enjoy it and understand it.
Get the same, sort of same passion that you've got for it.
Yes. Yeah.
So you've been to a few different workshops today. Is there anything that sort of stood out that you've left an impression on you?
For me, the Scratch workshop and using the sensor boards is perhaps my favourite. Also, I've been to the Google Apps.
The Inventor
idea,
one.
Yes,
yeah.
And the idea of developing an app over time is something that I never thought was possible with students of a young age. So I'm quite interested
Great.
In that one.
So you think those particular things you've looked at are going to help you in doing what you said was missing at the moment, which is actually introducing computing to children?
Hopefully, if the possibilities are
right,
there, but obviously that depends on the school.
Okay. Just looking in front of us, you've got your laptop there, you've got Scratch program, and then you've got this little red circuit board with lots of sensors on it. You had a program running a moment ago with a sun in it. Can you just describe what was happening?
In best I can, basically, if you put your hand over the sensor board, on the Scratch, it went lighter or darker depending on the sensor, really. Yeah.
And there was a sun, wasn't there?
Yeah.
As you moved the screen, things were moving on the screen in relation to this little board. And I've just found out that these boards are £35 and you can buy them from a company up in Scotland.
Yes. It makes me want to go out and buy one. I think actually when I get home later on, I'm actually going to go and purchase one of these just so that I can experiment myself and possibly use it as a demonstration. It's quite a good thing to use.
Right, Lindsay, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you. Okay.